I just heard the word at the combine, I heard it from a couple different people, is that there hadn't been a lot of movement, that there's still a gap. Now, I had a couple people tell me he's definitely testing free agency. And I said, guys, I'm not going there because who knows what can happen. You can always do it later. The one thing I definitely did hear is that there's still a gap. There's still work to be done there.
I'm just going to go with the real thing. Elliot Friedman there on Alex Tuck. I was thinking about my own situation. I was thinking about other sort of family things that would have been funny to me, but probably not worth the effort and appropriate.
All right, well, then, good
when
job.
There's no, when there good are job, no names then. Mentioned, you really do, let me just tell you, have carte blanche as a host, but no, Alex Tuck. I enjoyed Sal's answer to the Josh Allen question. It was funny and good. What do you think about this quote that Allen might be thinking about his mortality as a player, as told to Tyler Dunn, who will join us tomorrow, once he can't, quote unquote, play the way he wants to or play the way he does? And Sal said, I believe he thinks he can do what he's doing for 15 more years. And then he went to 20.
Right.
Which would make Allen 50. Now we're in George Blanda territory.
Yeah, right.
So, fine, but doubt it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to take Sal's word for it that Allen might believe that now, but it's wholly unrealistic that I think he'll even be capable of doing what he's been doing in 5 years, let alone 15. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong for his sake and our sake and all of our sakes. I hope he's, you know, playing quarterback forever for the Bills at the level he's playing at. I don't think it's realistic. And so I'm still sort of where I was when we talked about this on, maybe it was Monday we first talked about it. Suddenly I'm a little more worried about the shelf life there, because if he feels like, once I can't do it this the way I want to do it, then I'm gonna call it a day. Then that has to be closer to the finish line than compromising how you play, changing it, modifying it, whatever. You know, I did say when we talked about this on Monday, not to try to say everything. I don't want to be Joe Brady over here.
you know, I'm sitting here.
That it is right, and you should smack me if I do. But oh my gosh, oh, this is not going to last as long as we thought, or I thought, part. And then the other part of me is, I remember when I was 30, and, you know, like,
30.
Right. I mean, my God, it's like I'm double that age now. You might think it's going to last longer than it really is. And, you know, when you get 35 years old and, like, realize you can't hurdle over linebackers anymore, you still might want to play and find a way to do it effectively without being able to do all that stuff. So, like, we'll see. He can cross that bridge when he gets to it. It all depends on how you want to look at it. But mainly, to me, the most, the unrealistic part is, like, 15 or 20 years. I mean, forget it. I mean, this, come on. He might think that, but of course it's not going to happen.
Well, it doesn't sound like this is how he was thinking when talking to Tyler, but do you think he would have an eye on Favre's record, consecutive starts?
How far do you know?
10 years.
Ten more years?
10 more years.
Of starts.
And change. Regular season only.
I would... Is he thinking about it? Would he have thought about it? Probably. Is he thinking about it? I don't think you can think about something that's 10 years away.
No.
That hinges on you not getting hit by someone and, you know, missing games.
Fair. Just in terms of it being a goal.
Yeah.
If he's talking about, I'm going to play until I can't do it the way I want to do it, that's the opposite of saying, I want to break that record.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not saying, I want to break that record. I'm going to play as long as I can would be the way to answer that question, if that's where you were thinking.
Yeah.
He is eighth all-time tied with Joe Flacco, whose streak is far from over, or no, that's not the
long
right.
over.
Long over, at 122 starts in a row. Next on the list is Matthew Stafford at 136. So he's 14 away from Stafford. It's the longest active streak. The second longest
Stafford
active streak.
Stafford obviously is still going. Yeah, okay.
No, Stafford is not.
Oh, it's been interrupted. Yes, that's right. Thank you. Of course, Baker Mayfield play there. Yeah, okay. Other guys too. Yeah, gotcha.
Stafford.
Yes. Yeah, I just when you said that, I thought, like, he's going to keep piling them up, but it's already over.
Yeah. Gotcha. This is the longest active streak. I don't know what the second longest active streak is.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I've got an all-time list in front of me. And Allen is eighth, tied with Flacco. So there's Joe Ferguson is on this list, by the way. He had 107 until 1984, 77 to 84. Also, would Allen get to a point where he plays the most seasons in a row for the Bills, or becomes like the all-time Bills player by games?
Mm.
That record, most games played by a Bill is, you know who holds that record? 221.
Wow.
I had a different guess. My guess is third on this list.
Two all-time games played.
Yep. Regular season. 221. So what's that? 16 game seasons. 160 is 10 plus 62. Another four.
My guess is Ken Jones.
No, Ken Jones. 158.
Okay.
My guess was Jim Richer.
No, 158 is pretty good. No, like it was like not even close. I mean, it's not.
That's fair. That is how I think I sounded.
Yeah, you did.
And that's how I reacted. But I'm not sure I want to walk away from it.
Okay.
17th on the list. He's 17th.
All right. That's pretty far down.
And I'm looking at these in order. So like, Ken Jones. There he is. That was like that.
Yeah.
My guess was Jim Richer.
I was going to guess him and then pivoted to Jones. How much better a guess is Richer?
Richer is third.
Okay.
203.
A much better guess.
Ken Jones. I don't have a Ken Jones take. 76 to 86, left tackle.
I just knew he was here a long time that's like spanned, like he was, you know.
Was he good? He was good enough to play 11 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah.
He was good?
I think he was good, yeah.
Ken Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Devlin. Then it's Wolford.
Yeah.
I don't have Ken Jones. I mean, I've heard the name.
Right.
72?
Sure.
Okay.
Years old? Nah, I don't know.
Number 72?
Yeah. How, where is the guy you just mentioned that I always confuse with Ken Jones?
Devlin.
Where's he on the
He's
list?
Fourth.
See, I have 191. Always, how similar, what's his years with the Bills?
76, the same first year.
Okay.
To 89. He's on the team.
Ken Jones and him have been the same guy to me. Devlin and Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Bookends.
I'm trying to defend myself on my Ken Jones guess.
You're trying to dig out on
like,
Ken Jones?
I could have just as easily spit out the name Joe Devlin. Because to me, they're but Devlin's the one who was here longer and therefore is a much better guess.
Devlin is on the team that loses in Cleveland.
I'm digging myself into a spot where I admire you for going no, or however dismissive.
You're starting
you
to respect it.
Yeah,
you're going to give me a break on
Devlin
that.
Was a much better guess, and I thought of him
Richer
too,
was my guess.
But I couldn't.
We don't have the top two yet.
You know, okay, good. Good, yeah, because I'm doing great, apparently.
You're trying too hard. They're both in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so Bruce?
Bruce is second.
And Thurman is...
Andre's first.
Andre, 85. Duh.
85 to 99.
Yeah.
Same as Bruce.
Yeah.
Thurman is not... he's younger.
Right, 88. Yeah, until and same cutoff date, right? They all
99.
Got... The three of them got dumped on the same day.
89 is a fun year to think about. You know, fun and not fun. I mean, 89 is Ronnie Harmon. The bickering Bills is 89.
Mm-hmm.
But you have like Joe Devlin and Fred Smirlis
right.
are on that team. So
right.
you have players from the 80 Bills,
mm-hmm.
and the 80 Bills were super good. So you've got, it's a transition
right.
moment, even though like they're right on the cusp of the Super Bowl years, they're still, and those players are not on those teams. Like Right. Smirlis is gone. Maybe San Francisco.
Devlin
might have retired or moved on. So you've got like older guys there in 89, you know, stalwarts from the Bills. And
I like that you mentioned that. I like that about the 88 team too. Like to say, obviously same thing.
But, same premise.
Yeah, right.
Yes. 88 Bills.
Joe Devlin.
Rob Riddick, who is Louis Riddick's cousin.
I believe that's right.
Rob Riddick in 1988, 2-for-2 passing for 31 yards. What happened there?
No touchdowns?
No touchdowns. Huh. So these were not
like goal line trick half plays. Back option plays.
What are these plays? How does a running back, how does a non-quarterback complete multiple passes in a season and none goes for a touchdown? Is that unique in NFL history?
I'm going to say probably.
Who caught these passes? I got to look that up. That could be fun. Rob Riddick.
Joe Devlin.
Rob Riddick, who is most probably well remembered for jumping over the pile for touchdowns that year. He had a ton of touchdowns, just from the one, just jumping over the pile, leaping over the pile. All right, time for a break. 803-0550 to reach us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.